Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news. On the JJ and Joanne Show, Senior Executive Vice President of News, Charlie Langton. Breaking news this morning, Charlie. What in the world is going on?
He got my name right. That's great. Shocking.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me explain that, Charlie, because if we're just doing some, you know, random funny
thing,
I'm going to call you Plankton. But when it's a serious news story, you get the official title.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate that. But let me tell you what's going on here. One source is saying that the former Detroit mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, will be given an early release from prison.
No!
This source is coming from the, yes, true. This source is coming from the Ebony Foundation. They say that they were a group that led an effort to get the former mayor released. He was sentenced to 28 years in prison. He was convicted in 2013, so he's already spent about 7 years in prison. It would be a little unusual to let him out this early. However, right, in the federal system, though, they are letting people out of prison. And Kwame Kilpatrick has made numerous attempts to get out through various means. But this is a source that we're just getting, trying to confirm the source and trying to work our sources to make sure that we can get some other interest. But again, the Ebony Foundation, they appear to be a national group with ties to Detroit. And like I say, they've been working to get the former mayor released. But they are saying today now, Ebony Foundation, that the former mayor will be released from prison. And that release should come at any moment, really.
All right, Charlie, let me interrupt for a sec. So we've seen a lot of people who have gotten out because of the coronavirus, like that they were going to go home and serve some time at home under house arrest. You're saying it's not related to the coronavirus. According to them, he's literally being released early from prison for good?
Well, I don't know that. That's what I'm actually trying to confirm. I can't. To me, it would have to be the coronavirus or something like that. Maybe there's some kind of an outbreak or something along those lines. I don't know that the feds generally release people just haphazardly, especially when they've got the math isn't very good, but it's about 21 more years or so left on a sentence. So he's served barely a third of a sentence. But nevertheless, and I'm assuming that he would have been released because of the coronavirus. But like I say, the Ebony Foundation, that's the source. And they are saying he's going to be released. They don't give the reason why or the details. They're trying to confirm that right now. But it's a big story.
The biggest detail there is going to be who makes that decision, who gets to make the call. Usually it would be like a parole board or something like that. You got to go before the full board and plead your case and all of that stuff. So
no, actually, so what we're hearing about in other cases, and again, this is really quick now, is that the Bureau of Prisons, the Bureau of Federal Prisons, can determine that it's not safe to be a prisoner, and then they've got discretion to let him out on a house. Likely he'll be out on a, if he gets out, like the other people we've seen, he'll be on house arrest, probably have a tether, probably have the reporting requirements, and those types of things will probably
And maybe have to go back when the threat is over.
Yeah, I would think.
All right, Charlie.
We're not sure about it. Yep.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Charlie Langton, breaking news on the all-new JJ and Joanne Show this morning.